Hello and welcome.
I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating, unsettling, and genuinely brilliant texts on the GCSE English Literature syllabus, Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Whether you're just starting your revision or you've got an exam coming up very soon, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key themes, the essential characters, the language techniques, examiners love to see analyzed, and the exam tips that will genuinely help you pick up marks. We'll also do a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall, so stay with me right to the finish. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein in 1818 when she was just 18 years old, which is extraordinary when you think about it. She was already engaging with some of the biggest questions of her time. What does it mean to create life? What responsibilities come with knowledge and power? And crucially, who is the real monster? These are questions that examiners absolutely love, and by the end of this episode, you'll be able to answer them with confidence and sophistication. Let's start with the structure of the novel, because this is something many students overlook and examiners reward highly. Frankenstein uses a frame narrative that means we have a story within a story within a story. Robert Walton, an Arctic explorer, writes letters to his sister. In those letters, he records Victor Frankenstein's story. And inside Victor's story, the creature tells his own story. This is called a Chinese box or Russian doll structure. Why does this matter for your exam? Because Shelley is doing something very deliberate here. Each narrator is unreliable in their own way. Walton is ambitious and reckless. He mirrors Victor. Victor is guilt-ridden and self-justifying. The creature is eloquent and persuasive, but also vengeful. By giving us multiple perspectives, Shelley forces us to question who we should believe and who deserves our sympathy. If a question asks you about narrative structure or perspective, this is gold. Now let's look at the major themes. I want you to think of five key themes using the acronym CRIME. And no, that's not a coincidence because the novel is full of moral crimes. C is for creation and responsibility. Victor creates the creature but immediately abandons him, fleeing in horror at what he has made. Shelley's asking, if you bring something into existence, do you have a duty to care for it? Victor's failure of responsibility is the engine of the entire tragedy. The subtitle of the novel is The Modern Prometheus. Prometheus was the Greek titan who stole fire from the gods and gave it to humans. He was punished eternally. Victor, like Prometheus, transgresses the natural order and pays a terrible price. R is for rejection and isolation. The creature is rejected at every turn by Victor, by the DeLacy family, by society, purely because of his appearance. He says, I, the miserable and the abandoned, am an abortion to be spurned at and kicked and trampled on. That word abortion is deliberately shocking. It means something cast off, discarded. The creature's isolation drives him to violence. Shelley's making a powerful point about what rejection does to a person. This connects to Rousseau's idea of the noble savage, the theory that humans are born good and corrupted by society. I is for identity and monstrosity. One of the most important questions in the novel is, who is the real monster? Victor creates life and abandons it. He allows an innocent woman, Justine Moritz, to be executed for a crime the creature committed rather than confess the truth. He prioritizes his own reputation over justice. The creature, meanwhile, educates himself, feels deeply, and articulates his suffering with extraordinary eloquence. Shelley deliberately blurs the line between creator and monster. Examiners love it when candidates explore this ambiguity. M is for the dangers of male ambition and knowledge. Victor's obsession with penetrating the secrets of nature is described in almost violent terms. He pursues knowledge without ethical consideration. Shelley was writing in the context of the Enlightenment and the early Industrial Revolution, a time when science was advancing rapidly and many people feared the consequences. The novel is a warning. Knowledge without wisdom is dangerous. And E is for the environment, both the natural world and the social environment. Shelley uses the romantic tradition of the sublime, the idea that nature is vast, powerful, and overwhelming. When Victor is in distress, he goes to the Alps. When the creature is at his most isolated, he is in the Arctic. Nature reflects the emotional states of the characters. This is called pathetic fallacy, and it's a technique worth naming in your exam. Now let's talk about the key characters. Victor Frankenstein is simultaneously the hero and the villain of his own story. He is brilliant, passionate, and utterly irresponsible. His fatal flaw is hubris, excessive pride and ambition. He wants to pour a torrent of light into our dark world. That metaphor of light suggests he sees himself as almost godlike. But his abandonment of the creature is the original sin of the novel. The creature is arguably the most complex character in the text. He begins as innocent and curious. He watches the DeLacy family for months, learning language, feeling love and admiration. But rejection transforms him. He says, "I was benevolent and good. Misery made me a fiend." That causal structure, benevolent, then misery, then fiend, is crucial. Shelley presents evil as made, not born. This is a profoundly radical idea for 1818. Robert Walton functions as a mirror for Victor. He too is dangerously ambitious, pushing his crew into the Arctic ice in pursuit of glory. Victor's story serves as a warning to Walton, and crucially, Walton heeds it, turning his ship back. This gives the novel a faint glimmer of hope. It is possible to learn from others' mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks. The most common mistake I see from candidates is retelling the plot. If the question asks, how does Shelley present the creature as a victim? Your answer should be about Shelley's methods, her language choices, her structural decisions, her use of the creature's narrative voice, not a summary of what happens to him. Every paragraph needs to analyze how Shelley creates meaning, not just what happens. The second big mistake is bolting on context. Context should be woven into your analysis, not dumped in a separate paragraph at the end. Don't write, "In 1818, the Romantic movement was important." Instead, write something like, "Shelley draws on romantic ideas of the sublime when she describes the Alps as sublime and magnificent scenes. The vastness of nature dwarfing Victor reflects the romantic belief that the natural world exposes human insignificance." See how the context is doing analytical work there? That's what earns marks at level 4. The third mistake is ignoring the creature's perspective. Many students focus entirely on Victor, but the creature's narrative, chapters 11 to 16, is where Shelley does some of her most powerful writing. The creature's eloquence is itself a technique. It forces the reader to sympathize with him, to see him as fully human, despite his appearance. Examiners will credit candidates who engage with this narrative complexity. For your quotations, aim to embed them fluently. Instead of writing, Shelley writes, "I, the miserable and the abandoned," write, "The creature describes himself as the miserable and the abandoned." The parallel adjectives emphasizing his double rejection by both his creator and by society. Short, embedded, analyzed. That's the formula. Remember that 4 marks are available for spelling, punctuation, and grammar. Use a range of sentence structures, spell literary terms correctly, and write informal academic English throughout. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask 5 questions, pause after each one, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the subtitle of Frankenstein? Pause now. The answer is The Modern Prometheus. Question 2. Name the 3 narrators in the frame narrative. Pause. The answer is Robert Walton, Victor Frankenstein, and the creature. Question 3. Complete this quote from the creature. "I was benevolent and good. Misery made me..." Pause. The answer is a fiend. Question 4. What is the name of the servant who was wrongly executed for William's murder? Pause. The answer is Justine Moritz. Question 5. What romantic concept describes the overwhelming power and grandeur of nature? Pause. The answer is the sublime. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections of the novel. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember about Frankenstein. 1. The frame narrative is deliberate and meaningful. 3 unreliable narrators, 3 perspectives, all questioning who deserves sympathy. 2. The subtitle, The Modern Prometheus, is your key to understanding Victor. He transgresses, he creates, he suffers. 3. The creature is made, not born, monstrous. Shelley's most radical argument is that society creates evil through rejection. 4. Context should be woven in, not bolted on. Romanticism, the sublime. Galvanism, the enlightenment. Use these to deepen your analysis.
5.
Always ask, who is the real monster? That question is at the heart of every exam question on this text.
You've got this.
Frankenstein is a rich, rewarding text, and the more you engage with its ideas, the more you'll find to say. Good luck in your exam. Now go and revise those quotes.